What gave you the idea to make these sculptures or installations out of flowers?
I studied fine art and I was a painter, and I loved painting flowers and the colours of flowers, and my work became quite abstract, and I really wanted to be able to feel like I could paint in the air and have the viewer walk into a painting. So I started experimenting with different materials, and I finished with flowers. I never left flowers, and flowers are my medium now.
How do you choose these flowers? Why these particular flowers?
These flowers are the best dried flowers that I can source today. So I source these from a farm in Normandy that have been drying flowers for a long time, and they have the best colour. So in terms of swapping my paint for flowers, this is the best palette I could get.
So for example, that particularly vivid red flower there, how long will it keep its colour, do you think?
That flower is called Immortal or Helichrysum, and they are an everlasting flower, and the colour, if it was kept out of sunlight, could last beyond my life. It's about the environment that you keep it in. So most of these flowers could keep their colour. It would just be the sun that bleaches them.
You say you have them sourced in Normandy by someone who dries flowers. How long are they dried for? What does the process involve?
They will plant them in January and pick them in the summer and then dry them. They need at least 3 months minimum, 6 months ideally, and then I can collect them from Normandy.
And you have how many volunteers working here at the minute?
About 15.
Are you happy with the way they're working?
The volunteers have been amazing. We had one group last week and another group this week, and both groups have been amazing. Actually fantastic in the way that they have a very beautiful energy, which has helped.
How precisely do they have to carry out your instructions? Does it have to be to the millimetre, or do they have some kind of artistic input themselves?
There is a freedom that they have. I have strict instructions on keeping the flower to the wire. That's very important. But in terms of guidance in distance, I'll give a rough idea, rough measurements by using your fingers or your hands. So depending on how large you are or small you are, will depend on how big the distances are. But I like I like my work to have many hands make it, and that be obviously handmade.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
From nature itself. I'm inspired by everything I see within nature. The sea, the mountains, grass, trees, woodlands. I love seeing nature and how epic it is, and the amount of nature which surrounds us. To try and even mimic that a tiny bit within my work indoors and bringing it into the man-made buildings is an inspiration to me.
And just looking at this, it's quite clear that it's not just flowers. You have wheat, I think, and you also have my favourite fruit, which is Pharsalis.
So it's anything natural that I can dry, really. I have used shells, insects, taxidermy before. As long as it's ethical and I know that it's been sourced in the right way and grown in the right way, then I'll use it. Yeah. I've been self-employed as an artist since around 2009. It's not easy, but I took the risk and decided that it was the best way to go.
Well, we wish you all the best. I'll certainly be back to have a look when it's finished. Thank you very much, Rebecca.
Good luck. Thank you.